Veronica and Lewis.
Providing a healthy dose of classic male-female radio duo whenever they can. Not all the time, but sometimes.
Triple J.
And we've got Jake Bug on the phone with us. Jake, where are you?
I'm in Switzerland at the moment.
Oh, what are you doing up in Switzerland? You're on tour at the moment?
No, I'm just doing it's like a promo tour, you know, doing all the interviews and all that stuff. But I think I've got a show tonight, so I'm looking forward to that.
You think you've got a show tonight? You should probably figure that out, I reckon. There'll be a bunch of people waiting for you. You don't want to get the Swiss angry. They have knives.
They don't seem like a very angry bunch, to be honest.
So whereabouts are you? Can you see sort of like chalets and stuff? What are you wearing?
What am I wearing?
Well, I want you to paint me a picture. We've never met.
All right, well, I'm in my boxers, to be honest. I've not long woken up.
Yay!
I'm in Basel.
That's painted the best picture.
Yeah, and then I'm in Basel. But there's quite a few mountains in that in Switzerland, but it's a nice place.
Well, you're coming to Australia for the first time, right? It is definitely your first time touring, but is it the first time travelling here?
Yeah, certainly, yeah. I've never been to Australia, so I'm looking forward to it. But like, I heard there's something like 80% of the things on a planet that can kill you in Australia.
What?
Mad thing like that.
Where did you read
that's
that?
True. That's true. That's just the people. And then the animals are much, much worse.
How many deadly spiders is it then? Because, you know, it's been playing on my mind. I'm not...
It's lots, frankly.
There's heaps of other stuff that could kill you too, though.
Is it just standard, though? So, like, you know, you're more likely to come across something every day that, you know...
Well, see, the classic move here as Australians is for us to say, yeah, there's everything. There's sharks, there's drop bears. You've got to keep your heads up. But frankly, no, not really. I mean, you're going to be in Byron and then you're going to be doing sideshows in Melbourne and Sydney. You're going to be pretty safe.
All right. That's good to know then.
What's your setup like on stage? We haven't seen you. Is it just you or do you bring the band with you?
Yeah, I have a band as well. Just a bass player and a drummer. You know, I like to try and keep it simple. But sometimes I'll do acoustic shows, but...
Did you sort of find the band, or were you set up with them from your record company?
Yeah, I auditioned them. They were just the best players, you know. So, I mean, they might not have even been technically the best players, but they just gave the songs what they needed, and we became very good friends while we spent so much time on the road.
I wonder if that was weird for them being interviewed by, like, what were you, 18 or 17 at the time?
Yeah, I was about 17, yeah, and obviously my drummer was from the same town as me, and... You know, he obviously wanted to do very well in his career and play with a lot of good people, but he didn't think it'd be some 17-year-old from an estate auditioning.
Yeah, that's been bizarre. And was there any sort of consideration from your part on, like, looking at him going, all right, he's technically a great player, but I'm going to have to tour with this guy, like assessing hygiene or any kind of, like, tour assessments?
Tour assessments? Well, I mean, he had... When I auditioned him, he had this really terrible moustache, which nearly jeopardised whether he got the job or not. And if he was going to play, then he had to get rid of it, because it was terrible. And he got rid of it. And
does he pine for it? Does he miss it?
I think deep down he does miss it, yeah.
Well, you're going to be playing Splendour in the Grass in July. You've already played some pretty massive shows. Glastonbury when you were just 17, Coachella a few weeks back, and you've supported Stone Roses, Noel Gallagher. What was your favourite gig that you've done so far?
Tina Park in Scotland. It's the first time I'd, like, turned up to a festival and there was just a lot of people there, you know, singing your songs and, you know, getting really behind it, and felt like a real, like, stepping stone in my career. And the Scottish are a bit mad, and there was one guy climbing up the scaffolding trying to get on the stage.
Oh, wow.
And then this really big, massive guy crying his eyes out at the front. It was crazy.
Does that happen a lot? Do you get a lot of weepers in the front row? Is that the vibe you're going for?
Yeah. I mean, you do get a few people that like to cry. Usually, like, girls, though, so it's a bit surprising, you know, to see this massive, huge guy weeping at the front. Good, though.
For talking to Jake Bug, he's in Switzerland at the moment and he's going to be out here for Splendour. Let's listen to a Jake Bug song now. This is Two Fingers on Triple J.
I drink to remember, I smoke to forget.
Now, I want to hear about some of the new stuff that you've been recording. You did it in the States, right?
Yeah. Well, I'm halfway through my second record already, and I think it's coming together nicely. I hope it it was better than this the first one.
It's wild, because you must be quite prolific. Your first album, you wrote sort of, what, 19 songs for it, and they whittled it down to like 14, and now you're already halfway through a second album. When do you find time to write?
Well, I mean, I try and write whenever I can. Like, when I've got a spare minute, I'll have my guitar in my hotel room, or it goes with me everywhere. And, you know, it's not because I feel, like, obliged to write or I need to. I just, you know, it's quite therapeutic for me. And I just love to make records, and I want to make as many as possible, but I want them to be up to a certain substantial level as well, so just have to see.
I was reading, Jake, that you're a Simpsons fan. Do you get much downtime to watch TV, read books, that kind of thing? What are you into now?
I don't actually watch a lot of TV, but I've been reading a bit of books at the minute. I've been reading a bit of Oscar Wilde and a bit of Edgar Allan Poe, and just to, you know, hope that it'll improve my skills as a writer and my literature and all that crap. I don't think I might write a novel or write, you know, a poem or whatever, but I think it's just good to write anyway, so you're seeing an improvement.
Have you felt an improvement?
Well, I hope so. I mean, trying to learn a new word every day or something.
Just saying nevermore over and over again.
Yeah.
So that's an Edgar Allan Poe joke for all the people out there. Just
I didn't
like
get it.
All the big Poe fans.
I'll be
slapping their knees, going, "Good one, Lewis." We actually got a taste of your of the sort of the size of the crowds on your shows the other day when you were playing at Coachella for the first weekend. We were interviewing a woman who works at K-Rock radio station in LA, trying to figure out about Coachella, and she was sort of talking to us, going, "Oh, Coachella's great, great, great," and then she just was going. All of a sudden, she went, "Hey guys, I have to go. I have to go and introduce Jake Bugg live on stage." And we're like, "We're halfway through an interview. You can't just leave. Just put us in your pocket and introduce Jake Bugg, and we'll just hang out." She's like, "All right." And so she chucked us in her pocket, and then so we were like on stage. All of Australia was sort of on stage with you while you got announced at Coachella. It sounded wild.
To be honest, I don't remember anyone actually going to introduce me on the stage. All I remember is going into to plug my guitar in, and then off I went. There was no one introducing me.
So
maybe we got pumped.
She might have been telling fibs.
Maybe so. Her evidence was that she said that you were wearing a big coat, which was inappropriate for the weather.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, why on earth would I don't like the heat, so I would not be wearing a large coat.
Oh, so that's not true either.
Yeah, I think she told you a couple of porky pies.
This
is heartbreaking. I think we're going to have to take a moment and go listen to a song while we recollect our thoughts and put the pieces of our broken heart together.
Thank you so much for having a chat with us. If you are going to Splendor in the Grass, you'll be lucky enough to see Jake Bugg there, or perhaps you've got to go to one of his side shows, Oxford Art Factory on the 25th of July and The Corner in Melbourne on the 28th of July. Look forward to seeing you then.
Thank you very much. Nice to speak to you. See you soon.
Veronica and Lewis.
Providing a healthy dose of classic male-female radio duo whenever they can. Not all the time, but sometimes.
Triple J.